This is With Intrepid Heart Sermons, sermons preached by Reverend Adam Moline at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find our website at goodshepherdlincoln.org, and the texts for our sermons each week follow the historic one-year lectionary. Let's listen in to today's sermon. In the name of Jesus, amen. Your friends in Christ, you ever ask the question, who is that that's coming over? Sometimes you have to ask that question when your spouse invites someone over, maybe for dinner or just to stop by for a while. Sometimes you have to ask that question when there's a meeting scheduled and you don't remember who it is that you're meeting. Who is that? It's important sometimes to know the answer to that question ahead of time so that you can plan and prepare, so that you can think about how you'll behave and how you'll act. I mean, you'll act much differently and perhaps even dress differently if it's your spouse's boss coming over for dinner than you would if it was your spouse's best friend from high school coming over. The identity of the person coming changes the response. In our gospel lesson for today, the Jews go out to see John the Baptist and to ask him, "Who are you?" They want to know who he is, what he's doing, why he's come, so that they can go back and tell their superiors about it. To cut through all the nonsense, what they really want to know is the answer to this question. Are you the Messiah, the coming one, or not? With that, they wonder if John the Baptist is the person Moses spoke about in our Old Testament lesson for today. A prophet like me shall be raised up from among you. Listen to him. Is John that prophet? The one like Moses? There's only one way to find out. Ask him directly. And so they do. Who are you? They say to John. And John reads between the lines. He knows what they're asking, so he answers the question directly. He says, "I am not the Christ." That means he's not the one that Moses was speaking about. He isn't Elijah either, who presumably was still alive, having been taken up into heaven in a whirlwind. He isn't the prophet that Moses spoke about. He's none of those big figures. But merely saying who you're not doesn't really answer the question of who you are. I could tell you that I am not Bill Smith from New Jersey. But that doesn't really narrow the field that much, does it? You still wouldn't know who I am by me merely saying I'm not Bill Smith from New Jersey. So they press him. They ask again, "Who are you?" so that we can go and tell the people who sent us exactly who you are. We have to tell them something. So John answers again. He says, "I am the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight his paths before him." Finally, John is answering in the positive sense, an affirmative answer. This is who I am. But it's still kind of a weird answer, isn't it? Who is he? He's the one preparing the way for someone else who's coming later. He's the one preparing the way for the Messiah, for God. In one sense, that means John isn't really that important, right? I mean, think about it this way. Imagine a wedding, or imagine the Oscars, or imagine when the president visits Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. When you are at those big events with really important people, do you remember the names who rolled out the red carpet? Who got things set for the one who's coming after? Of course not. The one that you really pay attention to is the big name, the celebrity, the one who they are preparing the way for. John is saying that same thing. In fact, he says it very clearly. He says, I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of the one who comes after me. I'm not even worthy to be in his presence. He calls the one coming after him Lord, in fact. It's a fancy way to say that God in the flesh is the one who is coming, who's coming next. And John is preparing the way for that one, for the Messiah, for the Lord, for Jesus. The way that John prepares the way for Jesus is also pretty interesting. I mean, look at what John does, what his job is. He is who? John the Baptist. John the baptizer, perhaps, would be a better way to say it. When we say John the Baptist, we don't mean that he is from down in Alabama like those Southern Baptists. We mean he's a person who is baptizing people. He pours water on them. He'll even baptize Jesus himself in order to fulfill all righteousness. John baptizes. And John also preaches. And in his preaching, he points people forward to Jesus. In fact, John preaching God's word in its truth and purity will eventually lead to his demise. He'll be beheaded for preaching the law to Herod Antipas the king. Who is John? He's not the Messiah, but he's preparing the way by preaching and by baptizing. He's pointing people to Christ. Now, the same thing happens even now. No, John the Baptist isn't going to walk down the aisle and start to preach and baptize here. Instead, God has sent others to prepare the way for Jesus for you. Pastors. God sends pastors to do the same things that John the Baptist did. And the pastors aren't Elijah either. They definitely aren't the Christ. They aren't the prophet. In fact, they're probably not even as big a name as John the Baptist. But what are they? Ones called to preach and teach God's word in its truth and purity. To take what has been recorded according to God's work in the Holy Scriptures and to bring it to your ear, that you might hear it, that your sinful heart might be broken down and repentant, so that Christ might enter in you, so that you might hear and believe. And pastors baptize also. They take God's word and they apply it to people along with water, that God might wash away their sins, clothe them in the robe of Christ's righteousness, and create faith within their hearts. Pastors prepare the way for Jesus and for no one else. Pastors don't toot their own horn. They are faithful, fiercely loyal to Jesus and to no one else. Now, just like John the Baptist, the word that they speak calls things what they are. It speaks the truth faithfully. It tells you about your sin. And when you sin, it speaks the truth about that sin. When you act like you're a member of a brood of vipers, a word John the Baptist used, threatening, cheating, stealing, lying, hating, and more, God's word calls you out on it. It calls you to repent of your sin. When you curse, swear, and gossip, God's word tells you the truth about that sin. Even though it was easy for you, even though it didn't seem like a big deal at the time, it's sin, deadly sin. God's word calls it that truthfully. God's word tells you through the lips of your pastor that your sin is hellaciously bad, with consequences including weeping and gnashing of teeth, world without end. And the word of God, preached by your pastor, calls you to repent of your sin. Yes, you brood of vipers, repent of your sin. Repent and be baptized. I know, you already were baptized, right? Many years ago, you might not even remember it. But your baptism wasn't just a one and done thing from the past. It's something that you are, even now. You are baptized. It's a past action with present abiding results, just like you got dressed this morning and are still dressed, so too you were baptized and are still baptized. So be baptized. Arise each morning and make the sign of the cross, remembering the truth that Jesus has bled and died for your sins, that he's washed them away from you in the waters of baptism, that you are justified for Christ's sake. Be baptized. Go to bed at the end of the day in the same way, making the sign of the cross and remembering that Christ will watch over you while you sleep because you belong to him. You are baptized. Be baptized. Live your life clothed in Christ's righteousness, which cleanses you from all of your sin. Act like you belong to Christ. Love one another. Don't hate. Be loyal to Christ, not to yourself or to a political party or another individual. Be loyal to Christ. Do what is right in God's eyes, not what is right in your own. Be baptized. That's who you are. That brings us back to the question asked at the beginning of John the Baptist. Who are you? When you are asked, what's your answer? Who are you? You're a Christian, a baptized Christian. A sinner, yes, as long as you're here in this sinful world, but a sinner who also has been justified by grace through faith, through the work of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you. If someone asks you, that's the answer. I'm Christian. When early martyrs and confessors of the faith in Roman times were arrested because of their faith, when they were brought before the judge and asked, who are you? That was their answer. A Christian. One who belongs to Christ. That's who you are also. Because you've been baptized into His name, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are Christian. How did you become one? Through preaching God's Word, through the waters of baptism. These things prepared the way for Christ to come to you. We bring Advent to its end this morning. And Christ is coming. He's coming soon. He's coming to take Christians to live with Him forever. He's coming to take us out of this broken, fallen, sinful world. He's coming to bring us into life, eternal life, world without end. He's coming to bring us to where the angels and the archangels sing forever in the most glorious way. He's coming for you, dear Christian. Who are you? Just that. A Christian who will live forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. That concludes today's sermon from Pastor Adam Moline. For more information about the Lutheran faith, check out our church website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. The title of this podcast, With Intrepid Heart, comes from the conclusion to the Book of Concord, where it is written, "This is our faith, doctrine, and confession, in which we also are willing, by God's grace, to appear with intrepid hearts before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of it." God's blessings on your day.